We interrupt to bring you this.
You've connected with a worldwide network of millions. You're on TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News.
We turn our focus now to the National Football League here on Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. I'm Mike Wilkening. Alongside of me is my co-host, Eric Edholm. Let us start with a look at a developing situation in Pittsburgh. One of the NFL's grand old franchises is undergoing some upheaval. The Steelers have confirmed that their ownership structure is going to be altered to come into compliance with NFL ownership policies. Now, Steelers chairman Dan Rooney, along with his son, team president Art Rooney II, are working to buy out ownership shares from the other Rooney brothers, Art Jr., Timothy, Patrick, and John. One of the main issues at stake here is that the Rooney family, which owns the majority of the Steelers, also owns gaming interests in New York and Florida. Now, the Rooneys own Empire City at Yonkers Raceway, which is a harness racing track and slots parlor in Yonkers, New York. And they also own the Palm Beach Kennel Club, which is a dog racing track in West Palm Beach, Florida. Now, the NFL's anti-gambling stance is well known, and there are rules against owners owning ownership stakes in gaming companies. There's another major issue at play here, valuing the franchise to get an idea as to what the ownership shares are worth for each of the brothers. According to the Wall Street Journal, some of the Rooney family tabbed Goldman Sachs for an analysis of the value of the team, and that investment bank has valued the team at anywhere between $800 million to $1.2 billion. According to the Journal, that was more than Dan Rooney had valued the team when he made a proposal to buy ownership shares from his brothers. So who steps up to buy part of the Steelers? You know, Mavericks owner Mark Cuban has reportedly said he is not interested at this time. And the biggest name to emerge at this point is billionaire Stanley Druckenmiller, who runs Duquesne Capital Management in Pittsburgh. Now, Eric, the stage is set for some intrigue in Pittsburgh. Now, Dan Rooney has said he plans to do everything he can to keep the team and the family. What's your reaction to this story, and how do you see things playing out?
Isn't it funny, too, that anytime a franchise goes up for sale, the first guy we mention is Mark Cuban, just because, you know, I mean, he's one of these guys that has more money than God, and you know, you obviously have to connect him to any situation. You know, the Chicago Cubs come to mind. But, yeah, I mean, the question I'm asking right now is, you know, obviously, like you said, they want to get in compliance with the league. You know, the gambling thing is obviously the connection to that. Are they doing this as a convenience, like saying, you know, while we're at it, let's make sure we understand what the value of this franchise is. You know, Mara, Rooney, Hallis, these are hallowed names in the NFL. You know, I mean, if it were to switch hands to Druckenmiller, what would happen in Pittsburgh? You know, would this team lose some of its grandeur? Would fans, you know, start to feel some sort of disconnection from the team? I don't think so, but it's one of those intriguing things. So, you know, Mike, I guess the question is, you know, are they just trying to do this to get in compliance with the league, or are they speculating about a possible move, even though Rooney says he wants to keep it in the family?
I think it's a multi-tiered story. As we know, succession plans are always tricky things, particularly when you come to estate planning and things like that. League compliance is an issue. I think also, you know, again, sort of getting out and, you know, some of the Rooney brothers have said that they want to stay on the gaming side of the business reportedly, yeah, because that's very profitable. Certainly there's an issue there. Here's what we know about Stanley Druckenmiller, Pittsburgh native, big-time Steelers fan, and reportedly, you know, from all indications, would have the Rooneys continue to be involved with the club. I think that's very important to the people of Pittsburgh, and certainly that would be the right tack, I think, to take here. So, again, I think if he comes into the picture with the capital needed to sort of get this deal done, I think there won't be a ton of misgivings because of the local connection, and I think from everything we've seen, his heart seems to be in the right place.
Yep.
Now, switching gears, we turn to the defending Super Bowl champion New York Giants. Now, off-season tumult has been the story for them for far too long, but, Eric, it appears that the relationship between wide receiver Plaxico Burress and the club has improved. Tell us more.
Well, it has. You know, Paul Schwartz, our correspondent who works in the New York Post, got an exclusive story with Plaxico a couple days ago, you know, before we taped this. And basically, Plax said, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to report to camp come July 24th up in Albany. And this is a big switch from what he said on June 11th when he sat out the veterans mini camps, said he wasn't going to take the field without a contract. And, you know, does he probably deserve a raise? Absolutely. I mean, he's not being paid, you know, commensurate with the top wide receivers. You know, he made the final touchdown in the Super Bowl, had a tremendous season working, you know, it was myriad injuries. I mean, the left ankle throughout the year, all these other things. So that's the first obstacle. The next one is Jeremy Shockey. You know, I mean, he's not on page with the team. Is he going to be a member of this club? Is he going to continue to cause a distraction? He now is the focus as we turn the attention of the Giants when they report to camp July 24th.
Remember when Plaxico Burress a few years back sort of lingered on the free agent market and nobody, there wasn't a ton of interest in him. Is he a number one receiver? Is he a number two? The Giants stepped up. Ernie, of course, leading the charge there. They made a deal. You'd have to consider him one of the top free agent signings, I think, of this era. We'll be back after these commercial words with more pro football talk on Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News.